You are about to enjoy a production of the Ella Wellness Network. This is Wellness Fixes the Pod. I'm your host, Dr. Kelsey Vick, and I'm so happy you're here. Welcome to the Wellness Sisterhood. Hey, Wellness Sisters and Misters. Welcome back to the Wellness Fixes Podcast. Today, we've got a special sort of episode, one that I really enjoy talking about and listening to, a little bit less on the wellness side, more on the business side. For those of you who have started a business, for those of you guys who want to start a business, I wanted to take you guys along this journey with me. So I'm calling it a little bit of a biz chat, business chat, whatever, like founder story, whatever you want to call it, for the podcast today, where I basically want to give the reason why I decided to start Ella, what we've been up to, the building process. I just want to bring you guys along for the ride and for the journey a little bit. So this will be all in real time. I guess since this is the first episode, we'll be kind of going back in the past a little bit, but I want to do these little, what I call like founder's diary entries or business chats a little bit more often. That way, if you guys are building a business, maybe it can give you a little more hope or understanding of some of the things that it takes and some of the things that I'm trying as a small business owner, different things that we're doing and we're experimenting with and struggles that we might have, all of these things. That way you have a little bit of a look and a little bit of a, just an inside viewpoint on what we're doing at Ella. And especially if you want to start a business, my hope is that it sort of inspires you and then comforts you in a way too, because I know it comforts me anytime I hear someone else struggling or someone else who has done something that I want to do, like motivation, all of those kinds of things. So we'll call it a little bit of a business chat, but also I just want to give a little bit of a deeper story on me, why I decided to start Ella, the whole reason behind it, what we've been up to over the last, you know, almost probably about a year plus. So that's the plan for today. So if you're not into the business chats and more for the wellness content, this one might not be for you, but I know I enjoy listening to founder stories and all the things that goes into business building. So my hope is that this can also, if you're into that, this can also provide a little bit more insight into what we're doing at Ella. So I guess we'll start from sort of the beginning of my story and the beginning of why I wanted to build Ella and the creation behind Ella Wellness. So as a like child, middle school, like elementary, like my whole life I've done sports, right? And so I was always a very active child and like, yeah, just did a lot of sports. And so then once college hit, you know, you're forced out of like under your parents' wing, right? You're forced out into the world, forced to figure out your own sort of health and wellness routines in college. And what happened for me is I was getting all of those sources for how to build a healthy lifestyle, for how to work out the right way, eat the right way, what I should be eating, what I should be doing as working out, from all the wrong sources. But I thought they were the right sources, right? It was social media, different fitness influencers, different people that I admired the way they looked, different people I looked up to in regards to how they approached wellness for their bodies. And so in my head, I was like, okay, I'm just going to do what these people do and it'll get me the results that I want. I was so scared of the freshman 15, right? That's what they always scare you about going into college. And since you're having to do all of this on your own, it was me sort of navigating that, figuring it out. So I ended up going down not a super healthy path, like tracking all my calories on my Fitness Pal. For some reason, I had in my head that 1200 calories was like what I needed. And I think I got that from some website. So I tried to eat like at maximum 1200 calories a day, which is not sustainable for the amount that I was working out. I was doing hill sprints and strength training and like all of the things I still do and still enjoy, but without fueling myself appropriately. So it created a lot of, as all of us like women struggle with, and probably some men too, like just some body image issues, right? And different things where I was obsessed with the calorie counting and obsessed with the MyFitnessPal app and all of these things that I didn't want to be obsessed with. And at that same time in undergraduate, I was going to school to be an exercise science major. So I was going to school to be a physical therapist. So I was learning all of the anatomy, the physiology, the nutrition component, the working out component. Like as I was trying to navigate my own path on my own, I was also learning about the right way to do things. So my body became sort of this experiment. I would learn about a, you know, some sort of energy system in the body. And then I'd go do a workout with that in mind and learn a little bit more about how my body responded to that. So it was this constant sort of like, I'm learning these things from the internet and from social media. And then I'm learning about these things in college, and I'm trying to kind of find the right path that merged both of these things that I wanted into the results that I wanted. And so that's sort of the background of who I was in college. And ultimately it came down to learning more about my body, learning more about the right sources, where to find the right information from, and then really honing in on those routines in college and in grad school specifically too, in PT school, where you learn even more about the body, where you learn even more about how important nutrition is and just overall like spiritual, physical, psychological wellness is. So it was this growing process, but I definitely started off on the wrong path in college, and not because I wasn't trying, it was just because I was getting the information from all the wrong sources and didn't really know how to help my body. So it took me, after I like significantly limited caloric intake and all of these things, it took me a while to get back into that healthy path for myself, right? Because once you restrict your body so much, your body starts to think of that as its new normal. So it starts to go into this sort of energy saving mode and this like hanging on to fat a little bit more because it's dying for energy. It's dying for fuel for your body, right? So it took me a while to get out of that, but I really do feel like throughout undergraduate and grad school, those were the years that I really formed this solid routine and this solid sort of want and desire for a healthy and well life. And so even though I was going on the wrong path in regards to like nutrition components, primarily exercise component as well a little bit, I was definitely working out way too hard for the amount of food that I was putting in my body, but I am proud of myself looking back on those routines that I created, the desire I had to start those routines in college and in grad school when it's the first time you're living life on your own for most of us, right? And so it's like the first time that I'm creating these routines for myself that I'll have for life. So that was my background. And looking back, I would always have, you know, friends and family reach out and be like, you know, how do you stay consistent? How do you stay, just active? Like, how do you prioritize it so much? Because even in PT school, like, it's more like a normal job. Like, grad school is, for some people, is more like a normal job. So after college, you go to grad school and it's 8 to 5 rather than college where you're like able to sprinkle in that routine throughout your classes because you might have one at 8 and then one at 1 p.m. or whatever. So grad school was really my like first job, right? Where I was going 8 to 5 and I was having to navigate where to incorporate some of these wellness routines that made me feel like myself and made me feel better. So it was through college and through grad school that I had really solidified these routines, and it just helped me stay consistent even when my life got a little bit crazier or a little bit more busy with like working or grad school from 8 to 5, no matter what that looks like for you. So that was kind of the reason behind the creation of Ella. And as I, you know, got more into clinical practice as a physical therapist, I'd have like friends and family and cousins and all of these people reaching out like, hey, I'm in college. I'm looking to figure out how to work out for me, how to get the results that I want, how to understand my body a little bit more. Or like it's their first job and they're in their like, you know, young adult life, like starting work and all of that. And they're like, how do I fit these routines into my schedule? And that's really when I was like, you know what? I struggled with this too. And now I have the knowledge on how to help these people. Like I went to school for so long to be able to do this as far as a like physical therapist and clinical practice, but the same knowledge applies to fitness and working out and general wellness and learning about our bodies from a truth-backed and science-backed perspective so that we're not fueling them inappropriately. We're able to like have that proper guidance, because if these girls are like me in college, I wanted those things for myself. I just didn't know where to find them. And so that was the reason behind Ella, is I wanted to create this sort of program and wellness sisterhood, I guess, like this community of people who wanted to learn about their bodies, who wanted to learn about their wellness and their health and all the different like systems in our bodies so that we have better knowledge on our bodies, in addition to the workouts that come with it, the food, the nutrition component, the mindfulness component that's so important, and all of these sort of overarching themes to wellness. I wanted to create a resource that girls could go to begin that journey and start to form these routines early on. That way, when life got busy because of family or a chronic illness or anything like that, they had this solid foundation that they'd already built in college or their 20s or even teens, you know. Just, I wanted to give people that earlier knowledge and that earlier, like, correct science-backed knowledge on their bodies. And so that's what I wanted in college. And so I basically created that resource for girls. And it doesn't have to be in college. It's more geared towards, like, teens, college, 20s, you know, 30s, like, when we're trying to sort of figure everything out for ourselves as our, like, new adult selves, rather than under our parents' wings or under our caretaker's wings, whatever that might have looked like for you. So that's the reason behind creating Ella. And I've just absolutely loved it. Like, it allows me, I love clinical practice. I love being a physical therapist too, because it allows problem solving. But now this allows it in a different way, where I'm able to reach a broader audience with learning about our bodies, right? It's like, let's make it very tangible, very digestible for how to learn about our muscular system. How do we build muscle? How do we lose fat? What is toning? What's our lymphatic system, our detox system? How does gut health play a role? Like, all of these sort of confusing topics allows me to research, to dive in deeper, to go back in the archives and sort of pull all of this research and all this knowledge together to really coordinate it, rather than just looking at sort of workouts and fat loss, because it all couples together, right? So it's been so much fun. I've really enjoyed doing all of it. I enjoy educating, of course. I enjoy doing the workouts. I enjoy, like, being able to cue the appropriate muscle activations, because I do feel like with some of the social media workouts and stuff that even I was following, or Nike Training Club was a big one, even that I was following, it's these trainers and these instructors have all the right goals in mind, right? Their goal is to help you as well, but they might not have been doing it in the most efficient way or with the muscle activation that would, you know, not lead to as much injury, or with the modifications to the cueing that we use as physical therapists. So going to school for, you know, 7 years to study the human body and human movement, I feel like I was better able to cue during these workouts and learn the cueing needed to get the muscle and aesthetic and, like, body composition results that people want. So I've really enjoyed doing the workouts, the mindfulness stuff. Like, it's been just so much fun creating it, and I get to use so many different parts of my brain to create it. And my hope is that I get to share it with all of you guys, and that you guys enjoy it and constantly give me feedback and different things that you might want to see to help make it that much more beneficial for you. So that's the whole sort of reason behind Ella. My backstory, the reason I created it, and it started probably about a year ago. One of my cousins reached out, and I was just like, you know, she's not the only one that needs this. And I needed this in college. My sisters, you know, all my cousins, like, all my friends, we all struggled with this, right? It's a common struggle. And so I was like, you know what, if I'm helping her in this way, maybe I can create something that's a little bit more broad to share with others. And so that was my goal with Ella. And so it started probably about a year ago, where I had this idea for a sort of wellness sisterhood, or something where I could combine the workouts that, of course, I love and that most people want, with sort of this educational component and how to navigate all of that. And so I'm a board certified orthopedic doctor of physical therapy, but I'm also a pelvic floor physical therapist. And so I started out back in, I believe it was like last summer, I created sort of a pilot program for it that was the Deep Core program. So it had two phases, phase one and phase two. Phase one was 4 weeks worth of workouts, and phase two was 4 weeks of workouts. So both programs combined were 8 weeks. And they had three workouts each week, three core workouts, where you basically, and then it also had the educational component to it, where you're learning what your deep core is, how to activate it, different strategies involved for activation. And then the workouts kind of progressed on each other. So minimal equipment, all couldn't be done at home, but that was sort of this start of Ella Wellness and sort of me trying to figure out and navigate what I wanted that to look like. And it's going to be a continual process, I know that, but it started off like, okay, let me see what this deep core program could look like, what people could use and benefit from it, or how they could use it and benefit from it, and then build it on top of that. So we started off using, just again, just to get into like the business sort of nitty gritty stuff, but there's a lot of like websites and software that you can use to host these videos. And so we started off with this one program that had a website component. And so all of these workouts could be available on the website. And that was super nice, but I didn't love how clunky it was of a website. And it required people to like log onto the website, access their videos from the website, and it just wasn't user-friendly as an app was, right? And so the app would be on your home screen. You'd be able to like click on it, go to your programs. It would have some accountability features for it. So I had always thought like, okay, an app was something that I wanted to do to sort of host the entire sisterhood as far as the workout components, the wellness girl chats, the mindfulness sessions, like the nutrition, all of it. And this website allowed me to do that on a smaller scale. But after the Deep Core program, I just really wasn't loving how it was functioning. And so they happened to be running a Black Friday sale for the app. And that's when I was like, you know what, let me take this leap. Let me create this app and see what happens basically. And so I decided to say, okay, let me move all of the Deep Core program over to this app. We launched it in January. So January 1st of this year. So it is currently in April, beginning of April. So we've just finished sort of Q1. We launched it in January and sort of started promoting it and sort of figuring out how the promotion of it was going to go and how the outreach component and the marketing and the branding and all of that sort of stuff, which has been so, so, so much fun. So we opened that up in January and it's so much more user-friendly. There's still a few things that I'm not like completely loving about it yet, but for like the first iteration of it, it's going pretty well. It has, again, the workouts, different programs in the workouts. The Deep Core program has now moved to the app. It is now part of the Wellness Sisterhood, basically, which again, people can pay for that monthly or yearly, depending on what their goals are or what they want to see. We offer a free trial, of course. And it's honestly so, so reasonably priced for what you get, because again, it's just like way less than a fitness membership. It's at home. You're cued by like someone who actually knows. You have the mindfulness components. You have just all these resources. And so it's all housed on the app. It's been so much fun to sort of like tweak, because the big thing is like, okay, I've created this resource. How do I get it out into the world? Which I know a lot of like small business owners, especially initially, struggle with. So in January, like Q1, my goal was sort of like outreach. And honestly, the first year, probably multiple years will be that, that will be the goal, right? But in January, I was like, okay, let me practice promoting it on social media platforms and reaching out to various organizations or various, groups or podcasts that I could possibly be on to share this resource, right? And so I emailed probably hundreds, 200s, I don't know, a lot of people to see like different sororities, Bible study groups, podcasts that I follow, like small micro influencers, different things like that, to see, okay, who might be interested in sort of partnering in this way. So that was January. And then February, the goal was like more along the lines of objective measures for, social media and emails and newsletters and different things like that. And so February, I think into March too, I had a goal of doing like, I think 3 TikToks a day for like 4 weeks or something. So it's been a lot of sort of playing around with different things, trying YouTube out, trying TikTok out, trying Instagram out, trying different platforms out on how to get the best outreach and share this resource in the best way. A lot of like brainstorming with different friends and different people in the industry and various like marketing branding agency, who sort of work for these larger companies to be like, hey, what are your thoughts? Like, what have you seen work? That kind of a thing. So it's been a lot of dipping my toe in a little bit of each sort of, I don't know. Yeah. Ways of, for social media primarily. I have a newsletter, which I've loved putting out. So that goes out every monthly for the main one, and then we send out sort of the blog post that I write for the month halfway through, which again, that's just been so much fun. That's probably one of my favorite parts is the newsletter. I love creating the newsletter. So we did sort of like a vision board one for January. We've done a cardiovascular health one for February, a gut health one for March. This April one was about the lymphatic system and detox. So that's been so, so, so much fun to do. After meeting with one of my cousins, actually, she was saying, you know what? You should try a podcast if you're really into the sort of education component and the Wellness Girl Chat components. And so that was the impetus for this, is just trying the podcast, because I do feel like I enjoy that educational component and I enjoy talking about these different body systems and how they link together and how they affect you and your body and what you might be going through. And so that's been sort of this March, April timeframe is like, okay, let me try the podcast thing. So I know a lot of the podcasts I listen to, it's like, oh, you know, don't dip your toes in each of the waters, like try and really hone in and focus in on one thing. And I feel like for me over this past sort of Q1, it's been a bunch of trial and error, right? Like trying different things out for a period of time and transitioning and just sort of seeing like where I feel confident and where I feel comfortable sharing this information on, and who, which groups and which modes of delivery seem to accept it the best, I guess, and seem to really grab onto it and enjoy that. So it's been a lot of experimentation in regards to that. The podcast has been super fun. But yeah, that's kind of where we are after about like Q1. And again, there's been some ups and downs. I had building the email list was another one that we've been focusing on since the start, or since probably I ran like what I call the Pilates for the Holidays challenge back in like December timeframe, where it was a free challenge, 4 weeks. And we did workouts, we had educational sessions, all of this to try and basically get different people on the email list who might be interested in the Ella Wellness Sisterhood app. And so I had a goal of a certain number of subscribers by the end of that, and I didn't reach it. And so to me, I was like, okay, I'm proud of myself for doing it. I have to always remember, like, this is just because I didn't reach a goal doesn't mean it wasn't successful, right? Like, sometimes I have these lofty goals in my head that I'm not going to reach, and that's okay. But knowing that I like tried it actually made me so proud of myself too. So if you're a small business owner, if you're starting a small business, like just actually putting yourself out there and doing the work, even if you didn't reach the goal that you had set for yourself, I honestly feel more pride in that than I would have reaching a certain number of subscribers on an email list or anything like that, right? So that's been like sort of a learning experience for me, is a lot of the goals I had set for myself I have not reached in Q1, but I'm still proud of myself for putting in the effort to get there. And when I look back, I don't think about it as a failure. It's just another step. And it's just like, okay, that was a lofty goal. Like, why not? If I, you know, shoot for the moon. And if you miss, you land amongst the stars, right? So that's sort of my mindset with this, is I've shot for the moon, I've landed amongst the stars, and that's okay, right? So, I'm trying to think what else we've done within this. This will be kind of a larger catch-up compared to normal, but we've also done some live events. So reaching out for different live events, different podcasts, different ways to sort of, yeah, just get the word out there, get the resource out there, and try and find the people who might resonate with what I'm doing, what I'm putting out there, the resource itself, and who could basically be those like ambassadors on the ground to be like, hey, this is something that was created for us, for people who are like me and who are like you, who want to learn more about their bodies and take care of their bodies and learn that from a much younger age than what we all like typically start learning those things, right? So I'm trying to think if there's any other sort of like biz chat founders diary entry, anything along those lines. But my very first live event was just so much fun. It was at a sorority at my alma mater, and it like went so, so, so well. The girls were absolutely incredible. You know, going into it, like if anyone comes to do a live event for your group, just know they're nervous, right? Like it was my first time. I was doing a workout, a mindfulness session, meditation session, wellness girl chat right before their spring break, with a lot of college girls. And it was just so, so much fun. They came with like these amazing questions. The workout was awesome. Like, it just went so, so, so well. And so it made me want to do more, right? So I have more coming up down the pipeline. The podcast I did with It's a Girl's Life was so much fun. She's such a great interviewer. She's a college student as well, actually. And she just like crushed it. And so that was just so, so much fun to again share my experience, what I know, and hopefully get the resource out to more people who might enjoy it, who might benefit from it. Because that's the real thing, right? It's like, this is something that I really wish I had in college and something that I know other girls could benefit from. So how can I get that out there? How can I let them know that this resource is available and built for them? And again, I'm so open to feedback. So if you are part of the sisterhood and you have any sort of ideas or ways to make it better, please reach out. I'm definitely in this building phase. Like, it's super adaptable right now. So I'd love to know any sort of ideas that you guys have or things that you want to see or different topics that you want me to cover, anything like that. So I'm trying to think. I think that's a good amount for the first sort of Founder's Diary business chat. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I love listening to these sorts of episodes. And again, I'm usually listening to them from these like billion-dollar companies, of course, but from someone who's building a small business herself and from the ground up. And again, who knows what it'll get to, but I feel like it's nice to, for me even, have these to look back on to be like, oh, wow, look where I came from. Look what I was trying to do. And if you're building one too, I hope, again, reach out to me. Like, I'd love to be, like, have a little group going too about sort of small business owner groups, because it's freaking tough, right? And we go through so many ups and downs. I guess the other thing that's helped me is like counseling and therapy. That has really helped, like, me create the right mindset, because you do go through so many ups and downs where you might like gain, you know, I don't know, so many subscribers on your email newsletter channel or your social media channel one day and then lose so many the next. And it's just an up and down, and you can't help, especially as someone who runs it herself, you can't help but like put that back on yourself, right? And so it's been super helpful to sort of separate that and be like, you know what, the right people will find me, the right people will be attracted to what we're doing at Ella. And if they don't feel in alignment with what our goals are, that's okay. Like, I'd rather them not be bombarded with our emails or our social media or whatever. Like, it's totally okay to sort of separate that, right? But it's still hard, especially emotionally, especially mentally, finding that right direction, that right guidance, that right sort of way to motivate yourself, even when it's hard. So, yeah, reach out. I'd love to be like your companion in this, because again, not even a mentor, because I'm not at that level yet at all, I don't feel like, but someone we can bounce ideas off of as fellow small business owners or people who want to start companies or trying to start companies or yeah, just anything along those lines. I'd like to have that sort of community as well. So I hope you guys enjoyed this sort of wellness business founder's diary business chat, whatever you want to call it. I'll be back with a sort of more like body systems, like wellness episode next time, but I'm hoping to sprinkle these in throughout. So I hope you guys enjoyed that episode, and I'll see you guys again on the next episode of the Wellness Big Sis podcast.